We'll move the chairs around. Okay. Your poodie's been a bit sick, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Adam?
Yeah, he's sick.
Sort the chairs around. That's the easiest thing. We'll put that chair there.
Hello, Janine. Hello, Janine.
You saying hello to Janine? Just watch that orange light. Is it okay this morning?
Yeah.
No, it's
on the
disc.
Yes,
it
went on and off then.
Tell me what we'll do.
You went off then.
Yes, I saw it did.
Your health.
Let me have a listen and see what it's sounding like. And I can get hold of these headphones. They're quite thin, these ones, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Have a little listen. If it's breaking up, and if the sound's not properly running through it, then I'll stop it and we'll have a little look and see what's happening. It seems a little touchy. Oops.
Try and make noise for you.
Just be careful, Stan.
Try and make noise for you.
Well, not a noise, just talk to me properly. Just tea, because she's standing right next to me. Right, say something
now.
That's all right. Yes, that seemed okay.
I hurt myself.
You hurt yourself? Have you seen your chair? Let's have a look. Oh, just now, have you just done that? Right, there you are, sit down, sweeties.
Sweeties? Oh, would you give me a sweet to cheer me up?
No. Really? Come on, don't be such a boy.
Can you please?
Called you sweeties, as in sweetheart.
But I really did hurt myself.
Yeah. Show yourself. Sit down.
No, I wouldn't. Every time I have a sweet to cheer me up.
No, you don't need a sweet to cheer you up.
Oh, yes, I do.
Land Rover broken? What do you mean a Land Rover?
Can you see that broken Land Rover?
Broken? What do you mean the Land Rover broken?
Seen both those trees.
Both those trees?
No, no, you're blocking it. Ah.
Oh, it's a reflection. I see what you mean from the glass.
Yeah.
I can see the reflection of a Land Rover. I see what you mean, a Land Rover broke in. You mean instead of there being a Land Rover parked on the road, it looks like there's a Land Rover parked in our dining room. Because of the reflection, I wanted what we meant. And that's why when I stood to have a look, I blocked it. It stopped shining, didn't it? Has it gone now? Oh no, it's still there.
We thought Dad would broom it away soon.
Actually, what you meant. You definitely
see a Land Rover inside. To
cheer me up. No, Tommy, you don't need a sweet cheer. Let's have your breakfast.
I do need a sweet
cheer. No. But it won't cheer you up, Thomas, when you end up losing all your teeth.
What I mean... That milky one.
What milky one?
Milky chocolate one.
I don't actually know what milky chocolate one is. It's still sweet. It's still got sugar in it. What?
No, chocolate doesn't have sugar in it.
Of course it does. Of course it does. Chocolate's so sweet. Oh, that light. I've just seen it go off again. Yes.
A morning disco to wake it up.
pudding.
Morning, just go to wake it up.
Right, just be careful with the tea. Right, would you like to eat, Madonna? Let's just finish that drop of juice for one, please.
It's been that all one night.
Oh, Thomas. Well, it's a little bit fussy this morning, don't
it? Don't drink that tea!
What tea?
Don't drink that coffee or tea!
Why?
It's got something in it.
What's it got in?
A little light.
It's got what in it?
A little light.
What do you mean, little light? Oh no, they're bubbles. I don't know what it is.
No, not the bubbles down there.
A light? Thomas?
Can you see it?
No. What's my
the reflection of that? Reflection of those things.
Oh, I see. Well, I think it's safe if it's only a reflection that's in my cup of tea. I thought you meant these bubbles, didn't I? I was going to say, when I wash up, I always rinse the pots before putting them on the drain. I wash them in soap and water, then I rinse them under the hot tap, and then leave them to drain, or I dry them straight away. And I never know, because I always rinse my pots, always rinse the teapot, and yet when I pour tea out of the pot, look, get these tiny bubbles around the edge. They're gradually popping away, though, aren't they? Can you see? Just you watch this. Not too closely because it is hot. And they don't seem to be moving now, do they? No, don't blow it, Thomas. I'll have a mouthful and see if I can drink them. I can't. It's very strong, actually, that tea. I forgot I've made it. Right, you've got your juice, so I've got my tea. What are we going to have? Some toast or some cereal? Would you like some cereal?
Mum, are you going to have... I want you to have Honey Loops today.
I don't really want Honey Loops. They're too sweet for me, Thomas. Would you like Honey Loops?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. Would you like some more cream?
Yes, please.
You know the cereal I like, don't you? Oops, they've gone a bit sticky in the box. I'll just have
a
shot.
I want to pour them out.
All right, this will make a noise now. Alright, don't pour too many, please. You eat what you pour. So if you don't pour very many, you go hungry. If you pour too many, you'll be there till lunchtime eating.
Honey.
Well, I like these, but I don't have milk.
Why do you not have milk?
I like milk or cornflakes, but it's the only cereal I can help with. I either have fruit juice, yogurt, or I don't bother. But when I have this, it means that I can't talk very well. I'm too busy chomping away. But it's fine, that's okay. Don't use your fingers, Tom, but it's not what to say. Some milk. Oh, that light. I'm sure I've just seen it go off. I wonder why it does it, because it's working. I'm looking at it now and it's perfect.
I don't know. On it and it went off.
Oh, that's a nice fresh milk here for your cornflakes.
No! I don't want the...
But you wanted milk.
I didn't.
Did you not?
No.
I thought when I asked before, I said, would you like milk? You said yes.
I did not hear a word. You remember why I don't want milk?
Why don't you want milk?
Spill!
Oh, Thomas, just because you said it once, don't you think we can have milk?
No, I can't.
Well, occasionally you spill the juice, but it doesn't stop me having juice, does it?
I wish it does.
No, it doesn't. Come on. Come on, don't worry about spilling. Have some milk if you want some milk.
No.
Well, milk's good for you, Thomas.
We want milk, but...
No. Oh, you are awkward. Come on, you can have milk. All you have to do is just be careful and let it soak. Don't you? Yes. I'll have some of this yoghurt. I think that needs using it. Would you like some yoghurt?
No.
No, thank you. I'm a bit grumpy.
You look like glue.
It's like glue, doesn't it? It's Greek yoghurt. It's quite thick, isn't it? It's not a pouring sort of yoghurt. I'm looking forward to this.
Have you got some yoghurt that I like?
I haven't actually, love, no.
I want the yoghurt for pudding.
Well, when we go out later on, we can get some yoghurt.
Yeah, I'll have it straight away.
I don't think even Daddy's got yoghurt in the fridge because we need to go shopping later. We haven't got many things in. Will you remind me to buy some tea bags as well, please?
Yeah.
I've always got spare tea bags. In the top of that cupboard, there's a big tartan tin. Do you know what I mean by tartan?
No.
I'll show you. Tartan is a fabric. Or at least a pattern of a fabric. Can you see that tin up there, the checked one?
Yeah.
Scottish people. You've seen men in kilts, haven't you? Men in skirts.
Yeah.
Or they're made of tartan, which is that fabric. It's sort of a thick, woolly blend. Made of wool. And it's different coloured checks and crosses and stripes and things. And each family has a different tartan. So you know Sharon, Auntie Sharon?
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Anderson. And there's a tartan called the Anderson tartan. So whenever she gets a kilt or anything tartan, she always goes for a certain colour. Anyway, I keep spare tea bags in that tartan tin. And the other day when Grandad was here, he said, have you any more tea bags? And I said, yes, in the tartan tin. So he topped up the little pot by the kettle with the teabags for the tartan tin, but now the pot near the kettle's nearly empty. So unless we've more in the tartan tin, we need to buy more teabags. Otherwise we won't be able to have cups of tea in the morning.
Good.
Oh, we don't mean that.
Yeah, I do. Mm. Drink milk all the time.
No, thank you. I don't mind drinking water, but I shouldn't drink milk.
Why not?
I don't like it particularly.
You won't be big and strong, huh?
I don't want to be any bigger, Thomas. We do things a bit stronger. I don't want to get any bigger.
You should have gone on David's exercise machine.
David's what machine?
Exercise machine.
Exercise machine. What did he call it first of all? Exercise machine?
Yeah. Get on it. You need to sit on it. What if you need the pedal go?
Do you? Is it like a rowing machine?
Yeah.
Mm. That's very exciting.
Next time you come to drop me off there, you must come to do your little challenge. See that?
No, I'm a bit naughty. I don't do any exercise like that. I walk miles every day and I run up and down stairs. Lots of flights of stairs. But I don't actually do a lot of exercise. And Thomas, I've really put on weight since I had you. Before I had you, I used to be very slim.
Would you go on David's exercise machine?
Exercise machine, I'll try.
Yeah.
I have been on them before. In fact, we've got a exercise bicycle in our bedroom. Spare bedroom.
Well.
Yes. Just sit still, please.
When you're exercising, put your feet near the padlock.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a seat.
It has a seat?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I know.
And this thing has seats.
Thomas, Mum and Grandad used to have an exercise bicycle. I don't know if they've still got it out there. They bought one a while ago for a wedding anniversary or a Christmas present or something. And you know the room at Nana's, which is decorated with blue curtains and blue wallpaper?
Yeah.
That used to be Daddy's bedroom. It's a big bedroom, isn't it, with all those white cupboards? You know the one I mean? It's got twin beds in it, two beds.
Yeah.
That's where Daddy used to sleep. Well, that was the bedroom that Nana and Grandad had the exercise bicycle in. Can't say I've seen it for a while, have you?
Yeah.
Is it not there now?
And that's quite unique.
Well, they've either put it up in the attic room or they've put it in the loft. Because Nana and Grandad have a big house, don't they? They have downstairs and they have the next floor with three bedrooms and the bathroom. And then you go up some more steps and the entire top of the house.
Is wall.
Is what?
Tired wall. Wall.
Wall.
You go in a little house, it's wall.
Wall? Does Nana keep lots of wall up there?
And I've been in there but no bicycle.
No, right. They've got another room, haven't they, which runs the length of the house, third story. And from that room, what can you see when you look out the window?
Everything.
But what in particular?
Well, I see an airport.
You see an airport, Blackpool Airport?
Yeah.
Well, what's tall?
I saw flats.
Flats? You're not seeing Blackpool Tower?
No.
Oh, Thomas Henry, you can.
I didn't.
Do you know what? I thought that's why every time we go there, we take you up there to have a look at the tower. It's in the distance, but you can see it quite clearly, especially at night when it's all lit up. And then they have a loft as well, don't they?
On Monday, she let us and then in the night, can I, with her, go up there and see?
Yes, well, the next time we go, when it gets dark, because it gets darkish in the evening, doesn't it, when we're still there? And have a look.
When you're there, will you have a look?
I'll take you up there.
Be careful, it is very wiggly.
I know, well, the stairs go around in a spiral, don't they? The big wooden stairs. And twist all the way to the top, don't you? I wish we had a house with so much room, Thomas. That would be lovely.
I wish we had a windmill, then we could take more toys in.
Wish you had a windmill?
A real windmill that we lived in so we could have more toys.
A windmill? You'd like to live in a windmill with you?
Well, there's more toys and more room.
I don't think there's an awful lot of room in a windmill, actually, Thomas. Please, will you eat properly? Now, you got upset about spilling milk. This is why. Eat nice. Well, Mum and Grandma don't live in a windmill, Thomas, do they?
Yeah.
Do they? There's a windmill near where they live, isn't there? Have you been to see that?
Two windmills.
Two windmills. There are. Have you been inside one of them?
No.
Oh, it's lovely inside.
Have you been in the little one?
Well, I can't remember which one I've been in, but there's one. And when you go in, they still grind corn to make flour. And you can go in and see all the men working. And they give you a show around. It's lovely, actually. And that's one way you have to go around a spiral staircase. It's very
cool. Oh, that's the big one. Have you been in the little
one? No, I haven't, but when you're on the motorway, I don't know whether it's coming back from one of them granddads or whether it's the Lake District. You can see it, see some houses, like a clump of houses, and there's a windmill there. And that is actually a house where somebody lives. That's near the motorway there.
The dam's breaking.
Yes, it's like a windmill. It's like
the dam's breaking.
The dam's breaking. You're breaking up your hula hoops.
Good.
I've always thought that it must be strange to live in a lighthouse as well.
I did.
To live in a lighthouse must be very strange.
Why would it be strange?
Well, the shape of the lighthouse. I mean, to get to the top, you'd have to go. I've been in a lighthouse at Scarborough. And again, you have to go round and round and round and round as you're going up the steps, right to the top. I mean, it's very tall, the lighthouse.
Like, I would get tired and tired.
I don't think Birdie would like to live in a lighthouse, because you know at the moment she just trots to the door, doesn't she, to be let out. Well, the door of a lighthouse, what would be there when you open the door of the lighthouse?
I don't know.
Sea.
Sea?
Well, lighthouses are in the middle of seas, aren't they? Hi. The edge of piers.
Oh, yeah. That is funny. Imagine if we open the door and she went, no! Can she do cat paddle?
Like doggy paddle? No, I don't think Birdie can do cat paddle. I don't know what would happen if she got into water. I don't know whether they can swim or not. They don't like water cats.
Of course they don't.
She doesn't even like getting wet in the rain, does she, Birdie?
No. Well, she definitely don't like the bath.
No, she doesn't.
But she goes near it and she gets wet.
I'll have baths for occasionally. I think we're doing more eating than talking, aren't we? We might have to do a few minutes extra on this tape at the end to make up for all the time when we've been going chew, chew, chew. We're not talking. But we may have to break the tape up anyway. I don't mean break it up, I mean we might have to do a commitment now at breakfast and we might have to do some later. Well, I think sometimes, Thomas.
Yes.
We'll try and go and have a look at that window. We'll ask Daddy, because it was with Daddy that I went. And lighthouses, I mean, at one point you could go and visit lighthouses when people lived in them, but something's happened now and I can't think what it is. I don't know whether people don't live in them anymore. You see, the lighthouse keeper, it used to be very hard work, I would imagine, because they had to shine lights to warn ships that they were coming near the edge of the, you know, there were rocks and they were coming to the pier. Because I have a feeling now it's all done by computer. I don't think people have to stay in lighthouses anymore.
So those are computers?
Has there not been something on the Teletubbies or the Tweenies about lighthouses?
Tweenies.
Between us, I seem to think I've seen something. What's that? What's that programme all about?
Lighthouses, and I bet you're thinking about Teletubbies now, where there's ships.
I saw three ships come sailing in that one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I've seen a lighthouse on that one. Have you?
Yeah.
I wonder if you've got any books about lighthouses. I don't think we have we?
No.
There might be something in that nursery rhyme book. I'll have a look later. What other places do you think it would be a bit strange to live at?
I don't know. Underneath the ground.
Underneath the ground, and what sort of people would live under the ground?
Worms.
But to worms, if that's where they live, that's their home, that's normal to them. It would be strange for us because we don't like the dark.
I don't like the night.
No.
They don't like the sun.
Do they not?
No. I saw one and they saw the sun and me. Wiggled very fast to the home.
Are you sure it wasn't just because he saw you?
Again, fee-fi-fo-fum, I nearly trod on him.
You said fee-fi-fo-fum and nearly trod on him?
Yeah. Good for your garden.
Yes, I think they are actually, Thomas, but I'm not sure why.
They might make food for plants.
Yes, probably. I don't know a lot about worms, I should do.
That means you're not listening to your teacher.
Well, it's a long time since I had to listen to a teacher, Thomas, and I've forgotten a lot of it.
I still remember.
Well, I hope so. You've only just started
actually,
school.
I don't really remember.
Well, have you talked about worms at school or at nursery?
No.
Well, you know what we'll have to do, don't you?
What?
We'll have to look it up in a book. Worms, and see what it says. There's a worm at the bottom of the garden.
His name is Snuggy Hair.
His name is Snuggy Hair.
She's very wiggly to kiss. Wiggle wiggle. And she loves it at night.
She loves it at night, does she? Why?
She likes the dog.
Birds eat worms, I know that.
Me too. But worms are nice creatures, aren't they? They make food for plants.
They make food for plants, do they?
Yeah. I heard it on CBeebies.
Yeah. Well, you know more about it than I do, Thomas. Really ever thought much about worms or why we've got worms. It is like snails and slugs. I mean, that all I know is they eat my plants.
Me too.
And yet really, I mean, slugs I think are horrible things, but when you think about snails, although they eat plants, there are quite a few stories and cards, pictures about snails, aren't they? Sammy Snail and people like that.
Ruby Snail.
Who's Ruby Snail?
Ruby Snail, worm on you, on the ground. Ruby Dooby, where are you? I'm under the ground. If you answer this is me, don't kill me, don't tread on me. I make food for the plants.
Is that the little song you heard?
I saw Purdy walk through those strong trees again.
Did you? Is that the little song you've made up, or have you heard that somewhere?
Heard that somewhere.
Have you? Well, that's how you know it's... Snails make food for the plants. Right. There's a worm at the bottom of the garden.
And the name is Snowcater.
Right, would you like some more hula hoops, Thomas?
Hula hoops, yeah.
Oh, not hula hoops. What's they called? Honey loops.
Yeah.
Would you like some more? Would you like a piece of toast? Or would you like a kiwi fruit or an apple?
What food is it?
Oh, that's what I'm asking. What do you like now?
Well, I got yogurt.
I haven't got yogurt, darling.
Have you got a vitamin?
No, I've no vitamin tablets either.
Should I put them at the chemist?
I know we should have done, but we forgot, didn't we? I'll just have a look in the fridge. I think we've got a yoghurt. It's out of date. I'm surprised if you're that. Well, I'll tell you why it's out of date. It's a banana one, and I don't think you really fancied it at the time, did you? No, they're out of date, darling. Let's put it in the fridge. It isn't actually yoghurt. It's a marsh fray. I'm surprised you didn't eat it, because you like them.
Oh, it's my yoghurt I like.
Jelly?
Yeah.
You've got some jelly for breakfast.
No, I want. Please.
No, have it for lunch.
No!
No, not having jelly for breakfast.
I was going to have.
No, don't think there's any more yogurt. We'll have to.
No! Don't shut the fridge!
That's some nice cat food in there. Would you like some cat food?
Yes.
Or some potato salad?
No! Ooh.
And some margarine?
No!
Some beetroot?
No!
Some baked beans?
No!
Milk?
No!
What would you like now?
Horse poo.
Tom, baby. You're not horse poo. Hit me silly. What would you like?
I see a light flashing.
I thought I did, but it's fine now, isn't it?
I would like to watch the telly.
Oh no, you're not watching television now. Would you like an apple?
I'd like to play with a Play-Doh.
Play-Doh? We'll play with Play-Doh another time.
No.
Have breakfast at the moment, darling.
After breakfast, can I watch telly?
Well, you can watch a little bit while I have a shower. But not at the moment.
You decide what I want.
I don't know what you'd like, but I'm offering you an apple.
I'm offering toast.
You'd like some toast? Okay, I'll do some toast for you.
Marmalade.
Have some marmalade, that's fine.
With carrots in.
It's bits of orange, darling, like carrots. I'm just going to whiz upstairs and see if I can find that book with the poem of the lighthouse in it.
I hope there's not one.
Why?
That will go pop in a minute.
The toast will only be so. Well, it's not popped up yet, has it? Let me have a very quick look.
I want to see. I can't even see.
Well, this is just the index, there's nothing to see here.
Yes, there is. Toast. Mum?
There's a few like row, row, row your boat.
Mum?
Yes?
Look.
The toast, I know, I heard it pop up.
You're going to get burnt in a minute. Why is it a 3-4-5 once I go to the jelly?
No, can't see anything.
I'm glad you can't.
What's the matter with you today? You're a bit grumpy, aren't you?
Well, I want my toast!
There's quite a lot about the sea. This seems like Bobby Shafto. And there's, I saw three ships.
So three ships on the way, they come.
Look, there's row, row, row your boat, but there's no lighthouse.
A lighthouse, knit you down the ropes.
Shaft down.
Pirate. Think of that one for pirate one.
Pirate one, Bobby Shaft. Bobby Shafter's gone to sea, silver buckles on his knee. You come back and marry me, Bonnie Bobby Shafter. There's one called The Naughty Bears, and that's at the seaside.
Oh, The Naughty Bears!
Well, it's not a poem, darling, it's quite a long story, so we'll read that perhaps at bedtime.
Read that one.
Oh, you like this one? I am a music man, I come from far away, and I can play. What can you play? I play piano.
No.
You know the rest? Piano.
Piano.
I am a music man, I come from far away, and I can play. What can you play? I play the drum.
Yay!
Right, you play the drum.
I like the book, and you did the boom one again.
Well, you can just do it without the book. You can do
boom,
the
boom, 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 boom.
No, I was just looking to see if there was anything about this is a wonderful book, actually, this one.
What is it? I want to read it. Read it to me.
Well, again, it's not. It's a big book with all sorts of things.
Let's read it first.
No, can't see anything about. Oh, there's one about a snail. So I'll read that. Page 9. Well, this book is called The Puffin Book of Fantastic First Poems. And there's the one about the rickety train in it, which is why Mary bought it for me. Right, page 9, snail. Snail upon the wall, have you got at all anything to tell about your shell? Only this, my child, when the wind is wild or when the sun is hot, it's all I've got. Stop it, please.
It looks yellow. Is this yellow?
The train to Rickety Wick.
Which way? Which way? Rickety Wick?
Well, this is the one that Mary bought the book for because she knew you liked trains. I'm taking the train to Rickety Wick. Clickety click, clickety clack. I read it wrong. I'm taking the train to Rickety Wick. Clickety clickety clack. I'm sat in my seat with a sandwich to eat as I travel with Rickety Drack. Get down. It's an ever so rickety, trickety train, and I honestly thinkity think that before it arrives at the end of the line, I will tip up my drippity drink. Do you remember that one?
No, rickety dinner.
It's called A Rickety Train Ride, The Train to Rickety Wick. I'm taking the train to Rickety Wick, clickety, clickety, clack. I'm sat in my seat with a sandwich to eat as I travel the trickety track. It's an ever so rickety, trickety train, and I honestly thinkity think that before it arrives at the end of the line, I will tip up my drippity drink. No, I can't do it again, Dad.
No.
Well, I can do it again, but please get down, Tom.
I'm gonna stay.
Sit down
then. I wanna do that one. Baby one.
Right, there's one called All Wet. Tommy had a water gun. He squirted it at Jimmy, at Jamie, George and Jennifer, at Kate, Kim and Timmy. He squirted Sally on the nose. He squirted Molly on the toes. He laughed and thought it lots of fun till Sammy got him with the hose. They're nice, a lot of these, aren't they? That's the snail one, but we still can't see one about...
That one!
Be careful.
That one!
Be careful. Which one? Roger was a razorfish, as sharp as he could be. He said to Calvin Catfish, I'll shave you for a fee. No thanks, said Calvin Catfish, I like me like I be. And with his whiskers on his face, he headed out to sea. Kitty. Look at pretty little Kitty gnawing, I think that is gnawing. I would say gnawing, but they've put an L in it. I think it's a mistake. Look at pretty little Kitty gnawing on a bone. How I wish she'd eat some fish and leave my leg alone. Look at his trousers, look at the bottom of his trousers. And this is called a tickle rhyme. Who's that tickling my back, said the wall. Me, said a small caterpillar. I'm learning to crawl.
That one. This one.
Soggy greens, this one's called. Oh, soggy greens, I hate you. I hate your sloppy slush. And if my mum would let me, I'd throw you in a bush. Oh, apple pie, I love you. I love your crunchy crust. And if my mum would let me, I'd eat you till I bust. You know what that means?
No.
I'd eat you till I bust. It means I'd eat you till I burst. Oh, and that's the one Daddy fell into the pond. I'll read this and then I better warm your toast if we'll have
it. Dad fell in the pond.
Everyone grumbled. The sky was grey. We had nothing to do and nothing to say. We were nearing the end of a dismal day and there seemed to be nothing beyond. Then Daddy fell into the pond. And everyone's face grew merry and bright and Timothy danced for sheer delight. Give me the camera, quick, oh quick. He's crawling out of the duckweed. Click. And the gardener suddenly slapped his knee and doubled up, shaking silently. And all the ducks, all quacked as if they were daft, and it sounded as if the old rake laughed. Oh, there wasn't a thing that didn't respond when Daddy fell into the pond.
Who's Daddy?
Daddy. But we're still no nearer finding anything about to life.
Jelly!
Pardon?
Jelly,
that's probably jelly on the plate or something, do you
that
think?
Is
the wobbling race, do you think it might be that one?
Mm. Oh, there's one called tomato ketchup.
There is one called tomato ketchup, you're right.
There's one called
the wobbling race. Two jellies had a wobbling race to see who was the wibbliest. Then the sun came out and melted them and made them both the dribbliest.
This one,
oh, well, that's not a poem, that's just a picture. This is the tomato ketchup one. If you do not shake the bottle, none will come out, and then a lot'll. Do you understand that? A lot'll, it means a lot will. If you do not shake the bottle, none will come out, and then a lot'll. Well, this one, this is one that Nonna used to say to you when you were a baby. I eat my peas with honey. I've done it all my life. They do taste kind of funny, but it keeps them on the knife. It's a good book, that, isn't it? Well, they're both nice books.
I love the jelly one.
Yes, the nursery collection one. It's really just nursery rhymes and songs like Dingle Dangle Scarecrow. That's for quite young children, but there are so many.
Dingle Dangle Scarecrow, give me a poo.
Sit down, please. Oh, yeah. And then the other one, the rhyming book, is one that Mary bought you for your birthday, because she...
Nick is fat and floppy, like two little sloppies.
She saw that.
Floppy that I knickers, let's see my knickers, knickers and hickers. Ginny has knickers.
Thomas, Ginny will listen to this.
Yeah.
Yay! She's coming actually on Thursday.
What?
So behave yourself.
Oh.
It's Thursday, I don't know actually. Let's see if it's full of cake.
Ginny has many knickers. She has an apple for herself.
Oh yes, actually, I think there's one in there about apples. While you're eating this piece of toast, I'll find the one about apples.
I found one already that's good.
And we can dedicate it to Janine.
Mum. Mum, this one. This one, Mum. Okay. This is good.
This is called Sugar Cake Bubble. Sugar cake, bubbling in a pot. Bubble, bubble, sugar cake, bubble thick and hot. Sugar cake, spice and coconut, sweet and sticky, brown and gooey. I could eat the lot. Right, I'm sure there's one about an apple. If it's not about, please turn that round, eat over your plate. If it's not in this poem book, it must be in the other nursery rhyme book. I'm an apple, it's called. It is in this book, I'm an apple.
I think it.
Oh, here we are, I'm an apple. Here we are, Janine's listening, this is for Janine. I'm a red apple, eat me, chew me and chomp me sweetly. Pick me and peel me, but buy me, don't steal me, for I'm a red apple, eat me. I'm a green apple, bake me, into hot pies and sweet puddings, make me. Cut me and core me, but please don't ignore me, for I'm a green apple, bake me. I'm a gold apple, leave me, don't pluck me, and please don't be greedy. You've eaten too much, so don't snatch and don't touch. Let me stay in the sunlight, leave me.
you would like that one?
Mm.
Whoops, today's a very little tea flying there. It's cold anyway now. Oh, look on the back of this book. What can you see? There's all sorts of things, including...
Toast
popping out of the toaster. Right, we'll just see in the nursery rhyme book if there's anything about apples. There's one there about if all the C's on page 71. So if I can't find anything about apples, we'll have a look at page 71. Oh, there's one called the apple tree.
Yay!
Page 164. The apple tree. Here is the tree with leaves so green. Here are the apples that hang between. When the wind blows, the apples fall. Here is a basket to gather them all. That's an action rhyme, look, because it shows you at the bottom. How to do a tree with arms, and then your fists are the apples, and wave the arms and let the fists fall suddenly, that's when the apples fall, and then link hands to make a basket. That's good. No, I can't see anything else about apples.
Apple tree.
Let's just have a quick look at page 71. It looks like it might have been an apple. Oh, it's a teddy bear in a bag. Ooh, you like this one. Baby shoes, mother's shoes, father's shoes, policeman's shoes, giant shoes. Oh, there's one I saw a ship sailing. There's no lifeboats on that one. And this one's if all the seas were one sea. If all the seas were one sea, what a great sea that would be. And if all the trees were one tree, what a great tree that would be. And if all the axes were one axe, what a great axe that would be. And if all the men were one man, what a great man he would be. And if the great man took the great axe and cut down the great tree and let it fall into the great sea, what a splish splash that would be. Watch, because your hands are sticky. Don't touch it because your hands are sticky now.
It should be a lighthouse, Dad.
Well, it should be. Right, another piece of toast, sweetheart.
Mm.
Do you know what we did with that piece of toast?
Right.
Because we were talking and I forgot. I put jam on it, and what did you ask for?
Marmalade.
Marmalade. I'll put another piece in.
Well, this time, marmalade! Or a nail screwed into your bottom. I'm looking at the castle, dirty rascal. And the king of the castle, Snooks the Dirty Rascal.
Snooks the Dirty Rascal. Do you mean I'm the Dirty Rascal?
Mm.
Right, I've just brought you a mega sketch, I think. This is what I think a lighthouse looks like. There.
Let me see what a lighthouse looks like.
It's like a trumpet upside down, isn't it?
When I'm like that. Play-Doh thing.
Oh, yes. Can you show me what you think a lighthouse is like? Oh, I'm trying to wrap my brains to think, where have we got a picture of a lighthouse? We've definitely got one somewhere. We must have.
Oops.
Right, so I'll just pop it in for another second because it doesn't seem very round. We've been there a few moments, does it? Any idea where a lighthouse is? Not where a lighthouse is, I mean a picture of a lighthouse. And what's that, Thomas?
A lighthouse. There's the stairs, there's the light.
You are clever, that's the right shape, and I was thinking you can actually see, they're always white, aren't they? Always painted brightly so that ships can see them, and then you have slats for windows on the way up.
Those are the stairs and the windows.
It's such a long time since I've been in one, I can't remember what. I remember being very excited when we went in it.
to the sea.
Yes.
Now they do some big waves.
Some big waves, and there are probably seagulls around. And what about the big rocks?
Mm. I found your treasure!
Would you like jam on this one or marmalade on this?
Marmalade!
Marmalade.
I'm drawing a big ship.
Really?
To the alley, alley, oh, last day of September.
Rowdy,
smelly goo. Okay, I'm gonna draw a real lighthouse.
Okay. Now a new pot of marmalade.
Good.
It smells nice to us. My favourite boy. Oh, that's good. You've got the shape right, Thomas. You're very good now, Troy.
Mum.
Oh, yes.
We'll have the rocket to me.
Wow. A rocket or a lighthouse, it's all the same.
And a rocket. What a shame. It's a rocket.
Is it? Don't let your toes go cold, don't you? It's a bit like a cone shape, actually. It looks. That's what it looks like, that cone. Doesn't it? When you think about it.
There, here's a rocket. Blasting.
Look, here you are. I found a picture of a lighthouse. Mm. It's only a sketchy one. But look, this budgie.
You know, I love that one.
The book Budgie. Budgie at Bendix Point. And there's
a lighthouse.
Look, there's a door and windows. And can you see the light beaming around the top? Isn't that funny? Oh! Somebody's stuck the book together and they've stuck the picture upside down. There we are, another lighthouse. Suddenly we've got lots of pictures in our houses. Oh! And another. That's right in the middle of the sea, isn't it? Yes, this is a nice book. Well, I'm ever so pleased that we finally have found a picture of a lighthouse. Although I don't think it features in the story, does it? Because there's a picture of the seaside, look, with all the cliffs and the rocks.
Lighthouse!
Oh, yes. Oh, you see, that's right. That lighthouse looks like it's got a little cottage or something attached to it. Oh! The lighthouse is at Bendix Point, because I've just read a little bit of the story. It says, as usual, Captain Frobisher was waiting for Budgie when he arrived at the lighthouse at Bendix Point. So the lighthouse does feature in the story, doesn't it?
I need to read it.
Oh, we'll read it in a little moment.
Yay!
Sounds like Daddy's up now, so we might very well have to... Oh, look! And there's a fire engine in the story.
Why a fire engine?
Well, I think it looks as if... possibly the helicopter must be about to crash, or think it is. And there's the lighthouse again, and this time, look, it's night. There's a storm. Can you see the light coming off the lighthouse?
Mm.
It says here, the gale was getting worse, so Pippa circled high above the storm to keep radio contact with the lighthouse. So that must mean that the people in the lighthouse can talk through a radio to people in the air, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, this is incredible, because I was actually, do you know why I opened the drawer? Because I thought that there might be a holiday brochure in there. And if there was, I thought we might find a picture of a lighthouse. And there I found this. Yes, lighthouse again. Oh, that's quite clever. Wasn't it?
Well, if I could paint in that one. The fire brigade in this.
Daddy, we've got two questions for you.
One's worms and fire brigade is.
No, one is, do you know what worms are useful for? Because he's reading the Gaspard and isn't listening. Do you know what worms are useful for, Daddy?
I know.
No. You don't know what the purpose of worms are? No, I don't. Thomas said it's to make food for the plants. And the other way, we're going to ask you if you knew where there was a picture of a lighthouse, but we've actually found one now, haven't we? Do people still live in lighthouses, Daddy? It's computerised now.
Mm.
Have you been in a lighthouse?
I'm sure it must have been at one time.
And the next question, that's three questions now. Can Thomas go to the windmill, please? Name Mum and Dad.
Mum! Dad! Dad!
The one we went to where they make flowers still.
Dad!
And we've just found this budgie book because we found a picture of the lighthouse. And in it, a fire engine is rushing to the scene. Daddy's just woken up, haven't you, Daddy?
Oh, Mum! Meow, 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 meow.
Well, it says, Lionel made an emergency landing. His rotors were completely bent and the fire engines quickly approached. So it sounds as if something's happened. Oh, yes, I don't know what's happened, but look at these blades. They're not good, are they? Something's happened to them. You have fire engines at ordinary airports, though, don't you?
Yeah.
In case something happens to the planes when they come down. But I think this picture of a cone is a pretty good lighthouse. If we were drawing a picture of a lighthouse, and the base of the cone here could be the locks, right, the lighthouse, we could use that to trace around, couldn't we? Right, your hands sticky. Just give them a quick rinse in the bath, please. Well, you see, so give them a quick rinse in the bath. So, good boy.